Israel's cabinet approved the release of 90 Palestinian prisoners from the Fatah faction by a vote of 16-6. Officials say it is a goodwill gesture to U.S.-backed Palestinian president and Fatah leader Mahmoud Abbas for the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Israel wants to strengthen the moderate Abbas government in the West Bank 3 months after the Islamic militant group Hamas routed Fatah forces and seized control of the Gaza Strip. The prisoner issue is extremely charged on both sides. Shaul Mofaz is one of the six Israeli cabinet ministers who voted against the prisoner release. Mofaz told Israel Radio that the prisoner release is an act of weakness. He said the Palestinian Authority is in chaos and anarchy, and there is no reason for Israel to release terrorists without getting anything in return. But if the release of 90 prisoners is too much for many Israelis, it is not enough for the Palestinians. A Hamas official in Gaza, Ahmed Youssef, demanded the release of all 11,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails.
Actually, when you bring attention to our Palestinian suffering in Israeli prison, some of them spend more than 20 years in jail.
Israel hopes the prisoner release will improve the atmosphere in negotiations between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and President Abbas. They are trying to hammer out a document on Palestinian statehood that would be presented at an international peace conference in the United States, possibly in November. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.